The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
Tilda and Rustin to Silver Jet on 96.4 Radio Southland. In the studio this morning, I have Dot Nadine, who is a family whānau support worker at Te Whare Manaate Self Centre, and Tarahine, who is a peer support worker for the Hard Meth Reduction Program. Tell me a bit about yourself.
Kia ora, so my name's Tohini. So I am the peer support worker for the HARD program at South Centre Te Whare Manaake, and it stands for Healing Around Real Dilemmas. So the aim is we want meth reduction. Like, realistically, we want abstinence, but it's about reduction. So what are those small steps we can take to get there? We work around setting goals, which could be smoking one day, less a day, or it could be not smoking till lunchtime. It's in-home, one-on-one. Yeah, so we work towards those goals, empowering them to make change, to be able to make better choices, for them to have better futures in the future. How I got here, I was actually a meth addict myself for 7 years. I had been clean for 1 year, I think, and I just wanted to have a bit of understanding of why we do what we do. And then so I went back to SIT and I did the mental health and addiction course, which was in the mental health strand, and I got my level 4 certificate, and then it sort of started me on a learning journey. So I did the diploma the year after, and now I am in my second year of Te Taki, second and final year of Te Taki Taki, which is to become a clinician. Also at South Centre, we have the Triple P Parenting Program. And so that stands for the Triple P Positing Parenting Program, which is an internationally acclaimed parenting program. And it's considered one of the world's best and has helped like millions of families all over the world. So our practitioner, Jasmine, she's had some extensive training to allow her to deliver this Triple P program. She is in-home as well. I think that's what makes it different from other ones too, is she's in-home, so it's that one-on-one support. And they work around setting goals and what changes they would like to see in their child's behaviour. So together you'll learn strategies that you can use and ways to adapt them to suit your family needs. So, for example, in positive parenting, Jasmine provides you with a book that you'll learn from that to record goals and achievements. And it gives you assistance. It's about connection with you and your child. So raising happy, confident kids, manage misbehaviour so everyone in the family enjoys life more, setting rules and routines that everyone respects and follows, encouraging behaviour you like, taking care of yourself as a parent, and feeling confident that you're doing the right thing. So she does the baby one, which is 0 to 2, and then 2 to 12. And she's just about to start some training so she can do teens, those beautiful teenage years. And now I'll pass it over to Nadine.
Hi, I'm Nadine. I'm a family whānau support worker. So I guess a bit about me is I have been on a learning journey since I was probably early 20s. I done the Certificate of Mental Health Support Work back in the day, and I went back and done the Diploma in Health and Wellbeing with Tuahini just a couple years ago, and I was really fortunate to get a role at South Centre after completing that. I guess I'm really lucky because this is basically my dream job.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've always wanted to be a family whānau support worker. I've been a youth support worker before that, and I've done a few stints at KFC over the years. Yep. I tell you what, greatest people to work with sometimes, next to South Centre, because they're even more amazing.
Yeah.
So I guess the family support program, we are there to offer guidance and support to families and whānaus that are just experiencing difficulties in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
We get referrals from OT, other agencies, but we can also get self-referrals as well. We just work with the families to set goals that they want to achieve. It's just about empowering them mm-hmm. to live their best lives and overcome whatever issues and difficulties they're going through. Some of the things we can help with is parenting skills and children's behaviour, knowledge around children's development and needs, mm-hmm. Building on their family whānau strengths, their well-being, coping mechanisms, support through separation and custody issues, and just how to manage stressful situations.
Mm-hmm.
We also like to have a collaborative approach and work with other agencies just because it's that wraparound support that families need.
Mm-hmm.
And, being honest with the family and just letting them know if something's not something you can help with, but putting them onto the right people.
And the child doesn't have, you don't have to have a child in your care as long as there's a child in the picture, like you could be working towards getting, with under a child 18. In Australia. And
what's really great too is Lights of Tuahine and mm-hmm. Jasmine and I, we work really well together as well.
The wraparound.
Yeah. We've also got Homebound Elderly, which is Mel. She's lovely. She goes mm-hmm. and visits the elderly that are obviously homebound. It's just a help around loneliness and safety in the home. She just provides a friendly ear to listen to and can help them with any difficulties or issues they're having. She also has a buddy program. They're always looking for people that are looking to visit the elderly and just provide mm-hmm. that bit more company.
She does safety checks and if there's any risks.
She works.
Drop off meals.
She works in with other agencies as well.
I think I was just a bit more about mine is mm-hmm. it's funded by The Rock, which is Resilience Against Organised Crime.
Oh, The Rock. The Hulk Johnston or whatever.
Yes.
Cynthia runs that. It was a passion of hers to get meth awareness out there and support mm-hmm. for our hapuri, our community.
And
she's doing an awesome job getting out there. And it's on the continuum, we like to be collaborative too. Not everybody wants peer support. Some might want kaupapa Māori. Some might want clinical. So it's just finding what the need is for them in the community.
Yeah.
Have I worked with anybody with a disability yet? No, I haven't. Not physical disabilities, there is those coexisting problems.
Yeah.
It's just digging underneath to see what that is that they need. And anything, disabilities, race, drugs doesn't discriminate, does it? Mm-hmm.
Nah. When does South Centre first start in Invercargill?
Well, it's actually our 40th anniversary this year.
In October.
Mm. Yep, so we're looking to hopefully celebrate that later in the year. Well, not hopefully, we will be doing something. So if anyone's got any great ideas on how we can do that and then include the community, would be awesome.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the programs you offer at South Centre?
So South Centre itself, we run a euchre afternoon on a Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lovely Lady Pam, she's from YMCA. She comes in and does falls prevention and sit to be fit exercise programs.
Mm-hmm.
We also have
Wellbeing on a Monday.
Yep.
NA.
And AA, they use the rooms.
Oh, yeah. So they like to do your license, eh?
No, Alcoholics Anonymous and Narcotics Anonymous.
Yeah. Huh. So they have a mixed group on the Sunday night for NA.
Yep.
And a Mana Wahine group on a Thursday night. At the back cottage, because we also have a cottage that you can rent out there, and there's a big playground. So You could bring your children if you wanted to, because sometimes that can be a barrier to people wanting to come along. Yeah, but
and it's like, fully fenced as well.
So AA, Al-Anon, which is for the family members.
Homeschooling on a Thursday afternoon, the homeschooling crew, they use the big back room. Sewing group.
Yep, sewing group. Garden circle.
And there's the weaving on Tuesday.
Raranga. Yeah, since our boss, Mary Ann, has, because she's been the manager, I think, maybe for the last 4 or 5 years. I might have that wrong. But she's introduced these new programs like the Triple P Parenting Program, the HARD Program. She's just really
extended the family support program.
And we do have food too. We're not a food bank, but if that helps with our whānau, the need is there. Blankets, clothes, anything, all the donations that come into us from the churches.
Kiwi Harvest. We're really fortunate the amount of support we get from the community, and it's really cool to actually be able to give it back to our families, especially at the moment, because it's really hard for families with the cost of living going up so much just in the last couple of months. There's families that were actually doing okay before that are now actually finding it really hard to make ends meet. And then add into that when you've got children's behaviour and stuff.
How do people in Wellington get help from South Centre?
So we have a referral form that anybody is welcome to fill out and bring in. We also get referrals from other agencies out in the community. Our office is open, is it 9 till 3, Monday to Friday, so people are more than welcome to pop in and have a yarn. We've got a lovely office lady, Minette, so she'll be there to welcome you if anyone pops in.
Self-referral is always the best because we know that that motivation's there to want change. But, yeah, we take referrals from anywhere.
Wait
up. 2 minutes to go. Man, that went fast. Okay. How do people get in touch with you?
So we've got a phone number they can contact us on, which is 03-218-2777. Our offices are located at 9 Jenkins Street and it's an open door, so people are welcome to pop in during the hours of 9 to 3, Monday to Friday. And, yeah, if you're not having any luck, Google South Centre Invercargill and it'll come up with the details.
Is there anything else you would like to share?
No, I'd just like to say thank you so much for having us and inviting us here and giving us an opportunity to speak about our awesome place. We love getting out in the community and it's nice to actually make connections.
This show is available as a podcast on the Radio Southland website, radiosouthland.org.nz. You can stream or download from our site. Just look for the program tab, link to stream podcast, can also be found on our Facebook.com/Radio Southland. You can subscribe on the Apple Podcast platform and never miss an episode. You can also look for the podcast on Spotify, search us out and make sure you follow us, or leave the Google Play or the Apple App Store, and then make sure you select Radio Southland as your station. Thank you, Nadine and Terry Henny, for coming on tour this morning to about the awesome mahi you do, Nadine, as a family whānau support worker, and Tauhine as the support, peer support, and Bertha for the Hub Mifham Reduce Program at South Centre.
Thank you.
Namahi.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.